in the beginning of this expansion of Chukosai, tells us that there are 40, gives 42 different interpretations, different understandings of the first pasuk alone. In Bechukosai Telech Ves Mismosai Tishmoru. So in this pasuk where it says you're going to follow my decrees, safeguard my commandments, and all the other words in this, Vasisem Osem, you're going to do them. So the Rechaim gives 42 different interpretations. We're going to look at one or two interpretations of it. The Rechaim explains to us, why does it say Bechukosai Telech? You're going to walk in my ordinances. What is the concept of walking in my ordinances? What are you walking with Hashem's commandments? What does it actually mean? So he quotes, V'chishavti d'rachai, that David HaMelech said, the Medrash tells us that David HaMelech said that he himself, Hayachoshev Laso Sinyanim, he wanted to do different things throughout the day. But his legs kept taking him to the base medrash. You know, every time I'm about to go do something, I just felt like I had to go learn, had to go study Torah. Because of the fact that he had such intense desire to be able to study Torah, and he was so accustomed to it, it became a natural thing that he did, to just walk himself to the base medrash. You know, we have these experiences for ourselves. When you're in your car going somewhere and you find yourself, you're going to another place that you usually drive to. So Rechaim saying that David HaMelech, and the medrash says that he would have other plans to do, but he would keep finding himself going to study Torah. V'omro im b'chukosai teleichu. This is what it means, b'chukosai teleichu, which means if you're walking, it would automatically lead you to go study Torah. Your de facto thing that you're going to do is going to just get you to be studying Torah. So you wake up, or whatever you're doing throughout the day, like, what are you doing? I'm going to study Torah. It just becomes a natural tendency. So in this interpretation over here of if a person has so much desire, or they've made it such an accustomed part of their life, that whenever they're not sure exactly what they're doing and they're focused on, they always find themselves to Torah. In B'chukosai Teilechu, this is the Rechaim's interpretation, that if you go in this way, we'll go one more thing, and that is that it says that we know that there's many different ways that we actually study Torah. We know that there's four drachim, four paths to Torah, and that's what we call the Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drosh, and Sod, which is basic text, basic reading, Remez, things that are hidden, Droshos, that are things that we can expound from Sukkim, and Sod is the Kabbalah. And from those four different branches that we have, from those four different paths, we have what's known as Shivim Panim LaTorah, the 70 different ways that a person can understand the Torah. So therefore, it says the Rechaim, when it says B'chukosai Teilechu, it means that if you follow in all four of these paths, if you take the Pardes, if you do Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod, you don't just learn something one way, but actually learn four different ways, then you're going to see Teilechu. If you take every path and you walk in each one of these paths, that's when you're going to see the big brachas that actually come from Hashem. I mean, you shouldn't just say, oh, there's only one thing I should have, just learn the pshat, the basic meaning of something. No, you should know that there's teilechu, there's at least four different paths that a person should take, and one should take all four of those paths when it comes to studying Torah.